Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mainly sunny today with daytime highs approaching 75. Lows around 44, tonight partly cloudy. Clear skies tomorrow, high of 79. Ample sunshine and dry Friday and Saturday, low 80s, Friday, upper 80s by Saturday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 64 degrees.
Mid-America Network News. The Kansas House and Senate went back and forth last week, rebuffing each other's property tax relief proposals. When the House voted down a Senate resolution that would have allowed voters to decide on an annual cap on assessed value increases for commercial and residential property, the Senate skipped over the scheduled discussion on a House bill seeking to create funding limits for local taxing entities. Work at a major Topeka employer will come to a halt for 7 days in early April. Tire production company Goodyear said that work will temporarily be halted at the Topeka Goodyear plant next month. The shutdown is set to last for 1 week from Sunday, April 5th through Sunday, April 12th. A spokesperson says that Goodyear continually reviews and adjusts production schedules to balance the demand and operate as efficiently as possible. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Attention farmers and ranchers, don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show, March 19th through the 21st at the OKC Fairgrounds Bennett Event Center. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment from hundreds of exhibitors, plus daily seminars from OSU Extension. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls each morning, and register to win $1,000 in show bucks from Great Plains Kubota. Show hours are 9 to 5, 9 to 4 Saturday, with free admission and parking. Plan your visit now at OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
You know their songs. Now see them live. 38 Special. Live and in concert. Friday, March 20th. Seven Clans, First Council Casino and Resort, Newkirk. One night only. 38 Special. Get your tickets now at the Seven Clans Players Club or at sevenclans.com. Don't miss 38 Special, March 20th at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort, Newkirk.
Kansas forestry officials are getting ready to host 3 calorie pear buyback events across the state this spring to help get rid of the invasive trees and replace them with more native plants. The Kansas Department of Agriculture will start enforcing a quarantine on calorie pear trees starting in 2027. Forestry officials require that the participants in the tree buyback program present a photo of their calorie pear tree and another photo displaying its stump. The Forestry Service will be in Wichita from 3 to 6 p.m. on Tuesday, May 12th, 3 to 6, May 13th in Ellsworth, 3 to 6, May 14th in Manhattan. The 32nd Annual Kansas Storytelling Festival is coming quickly this spring. The festival will be held on Friday and Saturday, April 24th and 25th in Downs, Kansas. I'm Stephanie Austin.
When you need reliable expert automotive service, call on Dean's Automotive in Marysville and Waterville. From routine maintenance to major repairs, the ASC certified technicians at Dean's get the job done right the first time. Able to calibrate newer vehicle ADAS systems, from blind spot monitoring to automatic braking. Trust over 85 years of experience at Dean's Automotive in Marysville and Waterville. Look them up online or give them a call and stay on the road wherever it takes you.
Nebraska on Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. We're now just under 2 weeks before Nebraska's legislative session is officially done for 2026, as they say that budget conversations continue on, going through a second round of voting early this week. As according to the unicameral legislature, they say they have delivered a balanced budget to Governor Pillen, as state lawmakers continue to work on drawing money from funds across the state to try and close the problematic budget deficit right now in the state. Is according to Nebraska's KSNB local channel 4, they say that the state law requires Nebraska to have a balanced budget, but the deficit is sitting at right now nearly $650 million. According to the latest conversation from the Appropriations Committee, they proposed a $500 million in cuts overall so far, leaving $140 million still to be found. Legislative Bill 1071, the appropriations bill, was advanced throughout the legislature last week. The government is proposing a $130 million transfer from the state's rainy day fund to help close that gap.
Out on Winnegar Lane, we'll bring that water up.
Is your flow running low? It may be time to upgrade your well and ensure your water flow is running safe and efficient. Winnegar Drilling offers water well drilling, water well service, trenching services, and so much more. Give them a call today, 316-729-5881, or find them online at winnegardrilling.com.
Winnegar Drilling.
We'll bring that water up.
Spring season is here, and it's time to get back out in the fields. It's planting season, farmers, and the Mid-America Ag Network is your go-to source to help you prepare your farm. Stay tuned as we give you the latest information, all including soil temperature reports, humidity reports, weather reports, soil saturation, and much, much more. Plus, we'll be covering planting progress from Texas all the way up to the Dakotas all through the season. Keep your planting season on track this year with the Mid-America Ag Network.
A legislative forum held this past weekend gave residents the opportunity to hear directly from their local lawmakers about what's happening in the current session of the Kansas Legislature. The forum featured comments from Senator Greg Bowser, Representative Lisa Mosier, and Senator Elaine Bowers. Each shared updates on the issues they've been focusing on this year in Topeka. Senator Greg Bowser said that one of his main bills that he's focusing on is a crypto fraud bill. It's a bill that will help rural communities on crypto fraud, along with property tax and much more.
I will say that there are a few. One of the things was got a bill. It's and I'm working with one of our House representatives, and this bill actually started out in the House. It's HB 2515, but it's a crypto kiosk fraud bill, kind of to help protect our rural communities from crypto scammers and things like this. But I will say that, you know, I think the main issues in our rural communities are focused around job growth. I mentioned property taxes. That's always an issue. And health care. And certainly all of those are concerns for me. And I'm working on, you know, working with a number of different groups to address all those issues. There's no easy answers. It takes a lot of work. But I'm making some progress and talking to all of our stakeholders.
Representative Lisa Mosier also addressed one of her main bills, saying increasing the penalties for grain and hay theft, also increasing the penalties for livestock theft, and any implements for animal husbandry.
Well, we've addressed several items this year regarding rural communities. The first couple I'm going to mention are in increasing the penalties for grain and hay theft, and also increasing penalties for livestock theft and any implements of animal husbandry, like portable pens, horse trailers, anything that you need in the course of production of livestock. In the past, penalties have kind of just been a slap on the wrist, but now these bills will increase those protections. If you look at the value of cattle today, grain today, hay today, it's needed to help farmers and ranchers retrieve what they've lost, and to also make the perpetrators pay the price for what they've done. So those are the first two. Something else that came together in a collaborative effort this year that I've been working on for the last five, and I was told that the Kansas Dairy Commission has been working on it for 10. We were able to bring Kansas State University to the table, the dairy industry, and the legislature, and working jointly to, over a three-year period, fund a new dairy at Kansas State University. So that's been a very exciting journey. It took a lot of collaboration on all of our parts, but I was thrilled when we got that into the budget, and hopefully it will stay there until the end and the governor will sign it.
Senator Elaine Bowers also mentioned that she was working on increasing the crimes for cattle theft and the theft of grain.
In our Judiciary Committee, I'm very happy about this ag bill. There's two of them, actually, and it's increasing the penalty, the crimes for cattle theft. And it's been a very low amount and a misdemeanor. So we're increasing the penalties for cattle theft. And then another bill was a theft of grain. And then we also amended it to the theft of hay. So those are two ag-friendly bills that we're excited about.
The legislative forum provided residents an opportunity to ask questions and learn more about the work being done at the State House during the current session of the Kansas Legislature. Lawmakers encouraged constituents to stay engaged and continue sharing their concerns as the session moves forward.
Low-level helicopter flights over Marysville, reported by residents recently, are part of military training exercises routinely using the Marysville Airport from Fort Riley. Spring Storm Spotter meeting in Marshall County is Wednesday evening, 7 p.m. at the community building in Waterville. Public is welcome to attend. The fentanyl and opioid poisoning meeting scheduled Thursday at the Marysville Public Library has been canceled. Wanda N. Portonier, age 86, of Washington, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Washington Christian Church. Burial Friday at 2 p.m. at the Guide Rock, Nebraska Cemetery, with a visitation Thursday, 3 until 7. Family will greet friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home of Washington, in charge of arrangements for Wanda Portonier. Kendra J. Weirs, age 51, of Diller, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church, Diller. Burial in the Prairie Home Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 6 until 8 p.m. at the Gertis Meyer Funeral Home of Fairbury, in charge of arrangements for Kendra Weirs. Kay Hartloff, age 65, of Blue Rapids, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the United Presbyterian Church, Blue Rapids. Burial in the Greenwood Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 5 until 7 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home of Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Kay Hartloff. Raymond L. Peter, age 90, of Blue Rapids, passed away December 10th. Memorial service Saturday, 11 a.m. at St. Mark's Lutheran Church, Waterville. Burial in the Prospect Hill Cemetery. Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Raymond Peter. Graveside service for Scott Menzies, age 58, also known as Rick Thomas of Manhattan, who passed away Saturday, is planned Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Morrillville Cemetery, with a celebration of life service to be planned at a later date. Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Scott Menzies.
This new year, you deserve better. Better internet, better speeds, and better service from a company that gives back to your community. Sign up for Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet and get 3 months free. Already a customer? Try a faster speed for 3 months at no extra cost. For more details, visit us at bluevalley.net or call 877-876-1228. Happy New Year.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the mid-70s and lower 80s. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 30s and mid-40s. Sunny throughout Thursday with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Then partly cloudy skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. Still staying warmer throughout Friday, some sunshine with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. Then mostly clear skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Staying sunny throughout Saturday with our highs in the upper 80s. Southwest winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 20. And mostly clear skies over Saturday night with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. Southwest winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Sunshine on Sunday with our highs in the mid to upper 60s. And mostly cloudy skies throughout Sunday night with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. Mostly sunny skies throughout Monday with our highs in the mid 50s and lower 60s. Then partly cloudy skies throughout Monday night with our lows in the lower to upper 30s. Slightly warmer as we head into Tuesday, partly sunny with our highs in the upper 50s and mid-60s, and partly cloudy skies throughout Tuesday night. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature mid-March, 56. Record high on this date, 82. The average low, 30, and the record low, 7 degrees. Sunrise this morning, 7:34. Sunset this evening, 7:37.
Tulips will bring the first burst of spring color to most parts of the country. While we keep a keen eye out, some interesting tulip facts today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Here's a real-life story that affects 50% of all of us out there. It's called divorce. If you've gotten divorced and now you're struggling to pay your bills and your credit card debts are completely out of control, you need to call this special debt relief hotline right now. We help people with all kinds of money problems caused by different life challenges, a divorce, a job loss, even heavy medical bills. All these life events can sometimes financially stress you out and cause you to get out of control. We help people get their lives back by showing them ways to consolidate and reduce their debt, in some cases for a fraction of what they owe. If your credit card balances are more than $10,000, call us and learn how to reduce your credit card bills and monthly payments now. Here's our number.
Paid for by Debt.com. 800-656-9173. 800-656-9173. 800-656-9173. That's 800-656-9173.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, March 18th, the 77th day of the year. Actress Lily Collins is celebrating her birthday today. Here are some fun facts about springtime's earliest perennials. Tulips. We associate them with Holland, which exports most of the modern world's tulip supply, but tulips were first cultivated by the Turks of the Ottoman Empire. The word tulip, in fact, is often traced back to a Persian word for turban. In the language of flowers, red tulips signify a declaration of love, while others indicate imagination or dreaminess. And in the 1630s, tulip bulbs were so highly prized that some sold for more than the price of a house. Although, to be fair, real estate was a bit cheaper back then. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about the meaning of flowers online at almanac.com.
Always on the lookout for the perfect gift? Get away with a shopping day at Reflections in downtown Marysville. This is Sharon Kramer. As your locally owned Hallmark Gold Crown store, Reflections has a gift for you, your home, or someone else. Hallmark cards and keepsake ornaments, Woodwick and Yankee candles, toys for all ages, home and garden decor, and K-State and KU memorabilia. Still offering custom picture framing for that unique gift, large or small. Open Monday through Saturday, Reflections in downtown Marysville is
so much more than your favorite hardware store.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, even though they may not be in the big basketball tournament throughout the next couple of weeks, the Kansas State Wildcats made the news after officially announcing and welcoming in their brand new head coach for their men's basketball team, Casey Alexander, who officially accepted the job at the beginning of this week.
A lot of people are going to ask, and with great expectation, why K-State, right? And I'm looking at it. Awesome. This crowd, people that are passionate about their team and their school, is the reason why, above all else, that I wanted to be here.
Alexander is coming from Belmont, a private university out of Tennessee, where he amassed a record of 166-60, along with four conference titles in 7 years, including both the Ohio Valley Conference and the Missouri Valley Conference. Under the contract with K-State, he'll be making $17 million over the next 5 years. Kansas, Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe, put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Don't miss the 31st annual Mid-Kansas Angus Simmental Breeders Production Sale on Wednesday, March 18th in La Crosse, Kansas. Selling more than 50 Angus and Sim Angus bulls and over 50 females, including FAF Open Registered Angus Heifers.
Lunch at noon, sale at 1 p.m. in La Crosse, Kansas.
Or watch the sale online at liveauctions.tv for the 31st annual Mid-Kansas Angus Simmental Breeders Production Sale on Wednesday, March 18th in La Crosse, Kansas. We'll see you there. As the basketball season wraps up for the Kansas State Wildcats, they say they have officially, quote, zeroed in on a new potential leader for the men's basketball team for the upcoming season next year, as they are looking at potentially Belmont's Casey Alexander to be the new men's basketball head coach. KSNT News reports that the announcement came from CBS insiders, as they say the Wildcats would be bringing Alexander in following their 26-6 season with the Bruins to replace Jerome Tang, who was fired back on February 15th. Alexander would wrap up his career with the current team at 166 wins over 60 losses with Belmont, winning 3 regular season conference titles and helping Belmont transition from the Ohio Valley to the Missouri Valley Conference. Belmont ended up losing in the second round of the Missouri Valley Tournament as the number one seed against Drake with a 100-79 loss. The Kansas State Wildcats finished off their season this year at a 12-20 record, losing in the first round of the Big 12 tournament to BYU last week. Kansas, Mid-American Network Sports.
All North Central Kansas League honors for high school basketball on the girls division. K Casey Rush, a Marysville senior, named a second team. Honorable mention of Marysville boys include senior Connor Lee, junior Ty Hager, and sophomore Cole Ringsdorf.
Twin Valley League basketball all-league selections have been announced. The state champion Lynn Bulldogs had two selections in Bailey Peters and Gretchen Bott. Two Valley Heights Mustangs in seniors Ava Smith and Mia Vermitten. Axtell's Caitlin Detweiler, along with Centralia's Josie Haverkamp and Tava Gibbs. And Hanover's Drew Bruno were selected first team, along with Brynlyn Brockman of Blue Valley and Sevi Wirtz of Clifton Clyde. Second team girls selection included Nora Hyman of Hanover, Maggie Strothman and Natalie Strothman of Axtell, Paige Miller of Valley Heights, Hayden Kramer of Centralia, Lynn's Izzy Ruggie, Briley Brockman of Blue Valley, Paige Joy of Clifton Clyde, and Cordy Johnson and Andy Foster of Donovan West. As for all Twin Valley League boys selections, first team included four Hanover Wildcats who won this year's state championship, with Braylon Mine, Tanner Bruna, Cooper Bruna, and Kadrick Cohorse being selected. State runner-up Axtell had two selections in Colin Shaughnessy and Logan Sandman, Wes Anderson of Frankfort, Quentin Aldifer of Centralia, Gabe Turk of Lynn, and Kaysen Huffless and Coulter Peterson of Donovan West were selected first team boys. Second team selections included Wyatt Detweiler and Landon Schmitz of Axtell, Jack Bruna of Hanover, Zach Hilgen of Lynn, Chase Gross of Washington County, Fred Rosequist of Frankfort, Hayes Hall and Jaron Brenner of Blue Valley, and Luke Nobert of Clifton Clyde.
Marysville High Bulldog fans and alumni are invited to the annual Bulldog Booster Bash Saturday, March 28th. Social begins at 6 with a dinner at 7 at Venue 36 in Marysville. Tickets are $45 each, or a table of eight for $350. Go online to bulldogboosters.club/bash for tickets and information. Enjoy music by Kane & Company. Dress in your favorite Bulldog gear for the annual Bulldog Booster Bash, Saturday, March 28th at Venue 36 in Marysville.
Crazy worms are invading woodlands, gardens, and golf courses. They've been in the Southeast United States for years, but are now spreading to other areas of the country. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Also called snake and jumping worms, or Alabama jumpers, they were inadvertently introduced into the U.S. on plants imported from their native home of Japan and Korea. They spread on the soil and plant material or by leftover fishing bait discarded in nearby woods and riverbanks. Crazy worms multiply quickly and devastate the organic matter covering the forest floor or garden bed. Their feeding destroys the soil structure, hindering plant growth. The long gray worms are found in large numbers on the soil surface. They thrash wildly when disturbed and can even shed their tail when attempting to escape. Prevent the spread and keep your garden free of crazy worms by purchasing plants and gardening materials from reliable sources. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
We take a look back this week to when the Iranian hostage situation began. We visit with one of those men who spent 444 days as a prisoner. On this edition of the American Countryside.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Paid for by U.S. Medical Supply.
Call 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936. Again, 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936.
November 4th, 1979 was the first of 444 days of captivity for Chuck Scott.
I've still got a scar on my neck where I had surgery when we got home. Repaired damage to my spine that had been done when I was hung by my wrists for a couple of days and whacked on. And then after that, it was a lot of boredom, a lot of mind games, a lot of isolation.
There is no way to prepare a man for what Scott endured. There was nothing to do but soldier on, as he says.
I'd gone through the British Survival School and our survival school, but I always knew when I was in those schools that Saturday at noon I'd be sitting in the officer's club having a draft beer and a sandwich or something. It was going to be over. There was light at the end of the tunnel. When we were held, there was no light at the end of the tunnel. It wasn't faith in my country. It was faith in God. It was faith in myself.
Scott says a future Iranian president was one of his captors. A friend even sent him an old picture recently to prove the story.
A posed photo. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad standing outside the motor pool at the embassy. Him with an Uzi and in sort of combat fatigues. And he still says he wasn't there. But if you read his website in Farsi before he was elected president, something he took great pride in, that he'd been one of the leaders of the takeover of the American embassy.
We'll have the rest of Chuck Scott's story next time as we travel the countryside. In Jonesboro, Georgia, I'm Andrew McRae.
Pastures are more than just food for grazing livestock. They're also habitat for wildlife. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Manage your grasslands for the best diversity as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
With Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Migratory birds and insects need a place to rest and raise their young in an area that's not disturbed, has a diversity of plants, and something to eat. The pastures that livestock graze are the same ecosystems and habitats that grassland birds rely on. There are several grazing management techniques that can benefit both cattle and wildlife. Adam Jenke is an extension wildlife specialist at Iowa State University. He says the number one practice is rotational grazing.
As soon as you move cows off of one paddock and exclude them from it, that vegetation starts to change instantly. And as it starts to grow back, wildlife will respond. And we've seen really substantial improvements in grassland bird diversity on rotationally grazed pastures in Iowa and then also throughout the Midwest.
Set aside a refuge area within the pasture where it's not disturbed during May and June while birds are brooding. When livestock return, the young birds will be leaving the nest and old enough to get out of the way of large hoops. If you can, delay mowing until August 1st. Jenke says another idea is to stockpile forages.
Leaving forages out in the pasture, out in the field, to be used later in the season, creates cover for a whole diversity of wildlife. I think this can be particularly useful for fall migrating birds. And they're, of course, seeking cover where they can find flowering plants with seeds to fuel their migration and also to escape the elements.
These strategies also help the producer's bottom line with more productive pasture land and less inputs. Find more tips on grazing management for wildlife at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Maybe this year you're looking for a fresh start, a sense of connection, or a place where you can ask real questions about life and faith. St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville would love to be that place for you. This is Pastor David Thompson. At our church, you'll find people from all walks of life discovering hope, purpose, and community together. Join us every Sunday at 10:45 for worship or our men's breakfast on Wednesday mornings at 7 a.m. at the Weaver Hotel in Waterville. Experience a community shaped by grace, open hearts, and the belief that no one should walk through life alone. Join us at St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville, the place to believe, belong, and become.
A financial warning light is blinking for many households. Hi, I'm Rob West with a Faith and Finance Minute. More families than ever are turning to credit cards to cover everyday expenses. But let's be honest, if you need credit just to get by, the ends aren't meeting. That's the issue. Using a credit card to fill the gap between income and spending might feel convenient, but it can quickly make matters worse. Borrowing today only increases pressure tomorrow, as higher balances and interest charges compound. If you're leaning on credit more often, take time to evaluate your budget line by line. Look for places to trim expenses and renegotiate bills. Cutting back isn't fun, but it's far better than sliding deeper into debt, and it puts you on the path toward financial freedom. Discover the best Christian financial articles, podcasts, and videos by visiting our website, faithfi.com, or by downloading FaithFi, Faith and Finance from your app store.
At Hanover Hospital, quality care starts with people you know and trust. Our experienced team includes nurse practitioners Jada Edgar, Aubrey Schaefer, and Lydia Easterberg, along with Dr. Tyler Shriver. Together, they're committed to providing compassionate, personalized care focused on prevention, education, and your overall well-being. From routine checkups to ongoing care, you'll find friendly faces and expert care close to home at Hanover Hospital and Warren Clinic.
Looking for a place to call home without breaking the bank? Come live stress-free with the Waterville Housing Authority. Income-based one- and two-bedroom apartments that fit your budget at any age, and no maintenance worries with small-town living at its best. Openings available immediately. Contact Lisa at 785-363-2239. Apply today and discover why so many love calling the Waterville Housing Authority home.
A venture capitalist focusing on ag technology today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe. And if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You farmers and ranchers are used to taking risks. You know there's a certain probability that livestock could get a disease or a crop could be wiped out in a storm. But we also want you to think about the safety and health risks you face daily and take steps to beat the odds. Farm safety is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. My last two shows were about the U.S. losing steam in recent years when it comes to ag productivity. One company, Ag Startup Engine, seeks to reverse that by linking up ag tech entrepreneurs with potential investors. Michaela Mooney is a venture partner there.
In the past couple of years, we've seen venture capital walk away from ag tech. The reality is a little bit more nuanced. While we had this massive run-up during COVID in 2021 where there was a plethora of capital available, over the last couple of years, we've seen that decrease.
Mooney says many ag tech advances come from university research, but those folks are not schooled in how to monetize those.
University research ends, there's promising ideas, maybe a prototype, early validation, but oftentimes it's too early for institutional venture capitalists to play in, and it's not de-risked enough to invest in.
Mooney says ag tech projects tend to take longer to evolve, and that, she says, is where Ag Startup Engine comes in.
Whatever we can do as a community to support these early stage founders, and that's kind of the role Ag Startup Engine plays, is providing a little bit of capital and that validity that what you're working on matters, allowing them to keep moving forward.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Garrett. The Bennett Event Center is officially coming to life as the 22nd annual Oklahoma City Farm Show kicks off its three-day run tomorrow morning. We're moving past the setup phase and into the action with over 1,000 product lines, from the latest in precision tillage to the newest cattle management tech, filling up 150,000 square feet of space. If you're heading down early, remember that Purple Wave is hosting the free coffee and rolls until 10 a.m. and we'll be tracking the $1,000 showbucks drawings happening daily at 1 p.m. Whether you're here for the OSU Extension Seminars or just to catch Rusty Ryerson on the performance stage, it's going to be a high-energy window into the future of Southern Plains agriculture. The OKC Farm Show is usually held in April, but this year they decided to move it a couple of weeks early to help out with seasonal planning. I had the pleasure of sitting down with Penny Swank, the show manager for the OKC Farm Show, and I asked her how has that affected the overall sign-up turnout.
It has helped, actually, I think, a lot. We're getting more ahead of the planting season and getting out in the field. So it's given the exhibitors more apt to come to the show to be able to see those customers that can come.
With over 1,000 product lines over the 150,000 square feet, I asked Penny, what's the one thing that you want producers to walk away with after visiting the farm show?
Just anything new. We do have 72 new companies in there this year for over almost 200 new booths that they'd be taking. There's a total of 300 companies in there, so it definitely, if you've gone in the last few years, you're going to see something new.
The OSU seminars are back, and I asked Penny, of all the sessions that they're showing, which is the most important for up-and-coming Kansas and Oklahoma producers?
I'd say the beginning farmers and ranchers with Josh Campbell. I think that'll be a good one to go to. They're all good. I know the beekeeping one last year was well attended, so I think they're all very good topics.
The OKC Farm Show from March 19th through the 21st. Parking and admission are always free.
It's time to stress less with more money in your pocket. United makes it easy for you to stay connected with family and friends and save while you're doing it with 3 months free. For a limited time, get 3 months free of mobile wireless or wireless internet service with United. Get high-speed connectivity, unlimited talk, text and data, and more money in your pocket. When you choose United, you're supporting a member-owned cooperative, proudly connecting Southwest Kansas with coverage you can trust. Visit getunited.com/radio or stop by a United store to get your 3 months free today. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Your best resource for groundwater exploration and production is Hydro Resources. With decades of experience from starting in the 1940s, Hydro Resources has been drilling and servicing wells for commercial and irrigation needs. With 15,000 wells drilled and counting, we are determined to help you with all your water well drilling needs and service. Give Hydro Resources a call at 620-227-2389 or check them out online at hydroresources.com. Hydro Resources, the safe way to your water.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Learn how agricultural groups are coming together and collaborating on new research to increase soybean flour and pod retention. Today on Successful Farming.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
If you want a soybean season that's a cut above the rest, you need the iconic front-to-back coverage of Authority brand herbicides plus Anthem brand herbicides. Use Authority brand herbicides for clean fields in the front and for big yields in the back. Apply Anthem brand herbicides 21 to 28 days after emergence. For outrageous protection that really stands out, visit ag.fmc.com or talk to your retailer about Authority brand herbicides and Anthem brand herbicides to get iconic front-to-back coverage. Always read and follow all label directions.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. and take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at successful_farming.
Whenever you're online, Successful Farming is there too. Like us on Facebook, search at Successful Farming USA to find our page. Get tips and ideas we share with people who believe in agriculture.
A new partnership, the first of its kind in more than 40 years, aims to increase soybean flour and pod retention. Suzanne Sherbron, president of the North Central Soybean Research Program and an Iowa farmer, says the research is an investment in the future of soybean production through a regional and national checkoff partnership.
Farmer leaders across the soybean producing regions discuss ways to utilize research dollars to make an impact on U.S. soybean farmers, and that has led to prioritizing nationally scoped research. And we're pretty excited about the possibilities that it holds.
The collaboration includes the Atlantic Soybean Council, the Mid-South Soybean Board, the North Central Soybean Research Program, the Southern Soybean Research Program, and the United Soybean Board. Sherbron says the study could increase economic returns for soybean farmers.
And these findings could result in maybe an estimated $50 per acre, or about $400 million overall in economic returns to U.S. soybean farmer. The whole premise of this research is to help develop advanced breeding lines leading to new local soybean varieties with improved flour retention and helping farmers to potentially minimize yield loss.
Suzanne Sherbron, president of the North Central Soybean Research Program. I'm Lori Boyer. For more agricultural information, log on to agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Colton Tripp. K-State Junior Sheep Producer Day is set for April 11th. And K-State Extension Assistant and Youth Livestock Program Coordinator, Lexi Hayes, discusses what people should look forward to at the upcoming Junior Producer Day, explaining the different opportunities that will be offered for participants while in Manhattan, as well as where to register for the event.
The K-State Junior Sheep Producer Day is a one-day educational opportunity that youth and their families can come learn about their sheep project and a variety of topics related to that, from selection to nutrition, even some wool judging and information on wool on their sheep, and then also the showmanship component. We encourage families to come as a unit because, if we're being honest, it's usually parents who are helping alongside the kids. And so this is a great opportunity for them to come learn alongside their child. And then also it's open to anyone of any age and skill level, really. You don't have to be a youth who's showing. And so we have a lot of extension agents who attend, as well as ag teachers and project leaders.
Hayes describes what participants can also expect while in Manhattan.
We have a couple of other special events that are affiliated with Junior Sheep Producer Day. We offer a YQCA class at the end of the day that's an instructor-led, and that's optional for those who want to stay and go ahead and get their Youth for the Quality Care of Animals training out of the way. And during the registration process, we ask if you're interested in staying for that optional class, and if so, then those individuals will get direct communication about making sure they get signed up for that part of the day. We're also excited that the Sheep and Me Goat Center here at K-State has offered a tour both the evening before on Friday evening and then Saturday afternoon following the program. They will give guided tours of the unit and talk about some of the activities and research they have going on at that facility. So we're very thankful that the student employees are ones who have really engaged in that process.
She highlights how and where people can go to register.
You need to get registered by March 20th. By that date, the cost is $20 a person, and you get a t-shirt with your registration. If you miss that deadline, you can still register, but it is $30 a person, and those who register late will not get a t-shirt. Registration is online, and the best way to find the unique link is if you just Google KSU ASI Junior Producer Day. The first link that will show up is the link to our Junior Producer Day page on our website.
That was K-State Extension Assistant and Youth Livestock Program Coordinator Lexi Hayes on K-State Junior Sheep Producer Day. That'll be held on April 11th at the Bilbrey Family Event Center. I'm Colton Tripp, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
The 29th Annual Cattlemen's Choice Bull Sale will be Saturday, March 21st at the T7 Ranch facilities north of Greenleaf. Selling will be 60 Angus and Sim-Angus 18-month and 2-year-old top-of-the-line performance bulls, along with 25 fancy F1 Baldy heifers with February calves by side and 10 open heifers ready to breed. Performance tested and proven genetics from the T7 Ranch and G&G Angus at the Cattlemen's Choice Bull Sale, March 21st, sale time 5 p.m. After the sale, enjoy supper furnished by T7 Ranch and G&G Cattle Company. Catalog and information available on the T7 Facebook page at t7ranch.com or contact T7 Ranch or G&G Cattle. Online bidding through Live Ag Purebred at live-ag.com for the 29th Annual Cattlemen's Choice Bull Sale, March 21st at their sale facility north of Greenleaf, sale time 5 p.m.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Garrett. Moving through Wednesdays, we get a little closer to the end of the trading day over in the grains market. We continue to have green numbers all across the board over here, and they have started to go a little bit deeper into the green within the last hour of the day. Over in the seeds market, the same story we've been seeing since the start of the day, and that is mixed to mostly higher numbers across the board. And for the livestock, the cattle continue to be all in the red, and the hogs follow. In the corn market, May corn up 8¾ at 462¾, and July up 9¢ at 474½. Kansas City wheat for May up 20¼ at 627 even, and July also up 20¼ at 641½. In the oats market, May oats up 8¼ at 364 even, and July up 4¾ at 358½. In the bean market, May beans up 6¢ at 1163 even, and July up 6½ at 1177¾. Soybean meal for May up 770 at 319.40, and July up 580 at 317.50. Soybean oil for May up 21¢ to 66.18, and July up 26¢ at 65.98. In the canola market, May canola up $1.20 at $7.30.70, and July up $3.10 at $7.41.90. In the cotton market, May cotton up for now a nickel at $68.82, and July down a dime at $70.65. Looking at the currencies for the first time today, in the U.S. dollar index for June up 33¢ at $99.66, and September up 26¢ at $99.37. The euro for June slightly in the red, down to $1.15, and the September euro in the red as well, also at $1.15. The Japanese yen for June is in the red, down to 63¢, and the September yen in the red as well, also at 63¢. Looking at our midday stock market numbers, and the red continues on as the Dow falls 400 points after hot inflation reading, Fed decision looms. The Dow Jones down 456 points at 46,536. The S&P 500 down 48 points at 6,667. And the NASDAQ down 176 points at 22,303. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
It's time to stress less with more money in your pocket. United makes it easy for you to stay connected with family and friends and save while you're doing it with 3 months free. For a limited time, get 3 months free of mobile wireless or wireless internet service with United. Get high-speed connectivity, unlimited talk, text and data, and more money in your pocket. When you choose United, you're supporting a member-owned cooperative, proudly connecting Southwest Kansas with coverage you can trust. Visit getunited.com/radio or stop by a United store to get your 3 months free today. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Attention farmers and ranchers. Don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show. March 19th through the 21st at the OKC Fairgrounds Bennett Event Center. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment from hundreds of exhibitors, plus daily seminars from OSU Extension. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls each morning. And register to win $1,000 in show bucks from Great Plains Kubota. Show hours are 9 to 5, 9 to 4 Saturday with free admission and parking. Plan your visit now at Oklahoma City Farm.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has trades that are priced right with lots of miles left. A 2020 Chevy Traverse SUV priced under $19,000. 2015 Chevy Colorado four-wheel drive pickup with 71,000 miles. 2014 GMC Acadia priced under $8,000. And 2013 Chevy Equinox priced under $7,000. At the Nordis Motor Company.
Family Affair has everything you need to make delicious and nutritious meals for your family. To save time from your busy schedule, you can shop online for curbside pickup or delivery to your home. From Family Fair in Falls City, Shop familyfair.com for rewards and digital coupons.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. The producer price index shot up again in February, rising 0.7%. On an unadjusted basis, the index rose 3.4% February to February, the largest 12-month advance since February of last year. That hotter-than-expected gauge of the economy has thrown a scare into Wall Street. The Dow Jones headed into the midday lower by nearly 400 points. The Standard & Poor's and the NASDAQ Composite each gave up 0.5% this morning. Jet fuel prices also are rising, forcing some airlines to raise fares. Still, U.S. carriers report stronger than anticipated spring demand. Delta expects revenues to rise nearly 10%, an identical prediction from American. And money troubles at the post office. The Postmaster General tells Congress the Postal Service could run out of money as soon as October. David Steiner says stamp prices need to go up, that the post office needs the ability to borrow more money. Jim Ryan, ABC News.